Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Live Green Day. Hello, Hump Day.
Cool.
Well, huh? Oh, I assume Jane put that in there special for us.
Finally,
thank you.
A new one. Jeez.
That was a Valentine's Day song that we put in.
Whoa.
There we
go. Cigarettes and Valentine's.
I like it.
Who doesn't want that?
Well, I can't think of one person.
Cigarettes, where?
I know. Valentine's, is there chocolate?
All the bad things. Champagne, what?
Right.
Love making.
Ew.
How much are you going to tell us? Can we talk about last
We can
night?
Talk about it all you want. The only thing I can't do is play it for you, and I'm bummed that I can't. Here's the deal. My kid graduated yesterday. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Sean.
Shawnee boy.
A lot of hard work.
Boy, you sound kind of exasperated in some way. I don't understand why you're like...
I'm just not allowed to play it. I'm so proud of him. First of all, Sean is a kid with some challenges. Like, school is not his thing. It never has been. He's just, you know, where the other kid was just on autopilot all through school, loved school, you know, did all his work. It's really, really been difficult for Sean. He has his own little, he marches to his own drummer.
Yeah.
And
which is great.
Yes, it is actually great. Mm-hmm. And he's got his own talents, you know, like school's just not one of them. So it's been a rough trip through 12 years of school, and he finished it last night, and congratulations, Sean. You know, he worked his ass off to graduate and made it happen. So he went to this special program for this final year, and there's only a few kids in it. In fact, it was there's a sort of a side school called Tamascal for the gifted people. It's not for the gifted people. It's for people who have a little more trouble or who want to take a different path. It's not necessarily just like learning enhanced. It's more like there are certain kids who want to progress faster or need a lot more help.
This
really, really
isn't
small
like,
class.
I think it was my 11th grade year when the guidance counselor, is that who
yeah.
it is?
Sure, yeah.
Goes, I don't know what you've been doing. But you haven't met your math requirements, and you haven't met... And I'm like, what?
Yeah, you're not going to graduate.
Requirements? What?
So we need to push you through calculator math immediately. And I'm like, okay. And
calculator math sounds my speed.
Mr. George held all the strings.
Right, to you graduating on time.
You know what I mean? Like, right. That guy worked me, like, any way he wanted. Anything. Yeah. And he was nice. But he would be like...
This wasn't a last ditch.
No, right. I got it.
It's more like there are kids in there who have trouble with the main school. It just doesn't work for them. And there's also kids in there that are, you know, there are gifted kids in there who wanted to. Because this last year, he got to take a couple college classes.
That's great.
He had a much reduced sort of classroom experience. Mm-hmm. They don't go to school every day. So anyway, it was the right choice for him, and it's really small, which is one of the best things about it. There's only 25 kids in this program he was in, and then I think there's only 45 or so kids in the entire Tamascal thing.
Do some of the kids do that the whole high school experience?
I believe they can.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So luckily for us, you know, we didn't have to go to the big graduation, which, you know, which also is wonderful when a kid goes to a big graduation, you know, hooray. But this is basically an hour and a half. And a lot of the kids performed stuff. And so my son said, when they were asked, does anyone want to do a musical performance? Does anybody want to do this, that, or the other thing? He said to me, I decided to do it. I decided to perform something because I've never performed live. That was it. That's his first performance.
What?
And except for like in chorus and stuff, he's done like...
Growing up in your household, he's never done karaoke at a...
He's never performed karaoke
with your husband at
Did
he play at your birthday?
No. He's just never gotten on a stage and had to be the one to do the... Never performed with his band that he was in for a while.
That's what I was thinking.
Nope. So the video I watched last night was the his first performance. I was absolutely... I even went and got headphones so I could hear it better and was just riveted to the whole thing.
Well, he was very nervous about the whole thing.
I bet.
For weeks, I've been hearing him practice that in his room. And he's... But he's good at it. And, you know, he was clearly nervous and...
Well, guitar playing's nothing to him. Like, he's good.
Yeah. The guitar player really... is nothing. I mean, and it's funny, too, because the song he did was 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins. Mm-hmm. Like, of all songs, that's the one. And it's funny because the guitar rhythm is seriously different than what you're singing. Like, it's a full thing that, like, even as I was watching, I'm like, oh, that's actually pretty complicated.
Yeah, the chords he's zipping through while singing are ridiculous. And he was doing that.
Like, I think the singing was the thing that was kind
of
stumbling him.
He was zipping through that without an issue.
Right, and it's
really good.
excuse me, you saw it? Was it on Instagram?
No. Oh, good God, no.
You sent it to him?
I sent it to him.
You sent it to me?
And I was sitting
at
home when I got it, and I started to hit play, and I realized there's too much nonsense going on around. So I went and got my headphones and listened to it really loud. And it was, first of all, I don't know how long it's been since I've seen that kid, but holy hair.
No doubt.
Holy hair, dude.
Oh, my God.
Is it still to the side? Or
No. He's a full-on, all-one-length Hessian.
Yeah.
Wow. All-one color, too.
Yeah.
All-one color.
He is full-on.
It's very long. It's past his shoulders.
Wow.
So it is all sort of still. He still does put it to one side. I'm like, just let it go in the middle. But, you know, I'm his mother. I'm not
Whatever.
Allowed to say
right.
anything.
Let him do what
I'm
he
not
wants.
Allowed to play him for you.
He's an artist,
I know.
Sarah.
At least he's grown it out.
I know. Oh, my God. There were some bad hairdos in my house. You know, it was like
we
the one
all
thing,
had
I'm like,
bad hairdos.
I'll never fight with you about your hair. I don't care. Do whatever you want with your hair.
So was it outdoors and was it so hot?
It
or
was outdoors.
Did it, cool down?
It did not cool down.
No, yesterday ended up being hotter than the day before.
I completely
someone
agree.
Someone just texted Vinny that, it's about Vinny. Hey, Vinny, Santa Cruz broke a heat record yesterday that was set in 1904.
Oh, my God.
It was 103 degrees street at 4 p.m. As I was pulling, so I want you to finish this story first.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was driving. I took the beach home.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And had a board and a suit. Mm-hmm. And I hit a point where just the green water.
Did you get in?
Of course, yes. I mean, I had to, I just. Parked. I just scrambled down these rocks and jumped in, and the surf wasn't great, but I just needed to be in the water, and it felt so good, and I killed a couple hours doing that.
Vinny leaves yesterday. He goes, all right, everybody, I'm going to go find some waves.
I did. Like,
good luck, Vin.
Good luck.
I just pulled over.
Watch them rocks.
Yeah.
I scrambled down these. I mean, it's probably 30 feet of rocks just with my board. You wait here.
Yeah.
Get a little far. I got it. Let me get the board. Just so stupid, but it's beautiful. It was a beautiful day and so. Yeah. But the point being, by the time I got home at 4 o'clock, as I'm pulling up to the house, it was 103. That's the hottest I've ever seen it there.
I don't know what it was in the sun, but yesterday I went outside and there's this overhang and that's where our thermometer thing is. It was 99. It was almost 100 and that was in full shade.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. So then we got in our
outfits. He had a gown on for that.
Dress shirt, dress pants, like the whole thing, right?
What did you wear?
I wore this spaghetti strap, silky thing and a pair of loose flowing pants and sandals.
Good.
Yeah, I looked adorable.
I'm sure you look very Mill Valley.
I did. Oh, yes. I fit right in with all the Mill Valley girls.
Was it Gucci? Prada?
It wasn't.
Coco?
No.
Oh,
I don't know
on.
What the designer was. Banana Republic, I think.
Oh, geez.
Sorry.
Her Mom's Day special, the outlet special.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly where I got those things.
Good for you.
So when we got in there, so it was at this little outdoor amphitheater that they have at the main Tam High. Mm-hmm. And so it was right down the street. We were going to walk. I'm like, I don't want to walk. Please, can we drive?
Yeah.
So we drove over there. So it's like maybe a half mile.
You need it.
But I was like, I can't do it. I just don't want to. It's going to be bad enough. Mm-hmm. So when we got up there, at the very top of the amphitheater, there was a little bit of shade. And that's where everyone was sitting.
Everyone all
the way
at
the
together.
Very top. Mm-hmm. And then as the day went on, like the sun, if you're standing on the stage area of this thing, you are due west. So those kids sat in the full sun for an hour and
sweating
a half.
Their balls off.
Sweating their balls off. Meanwhile, we were able to sort of encroach closer and closer to the stage as the shade came down the side
of the
thing.
With the whole, like, everybody's just moving.
Everyone was moving. Like,
hilarious.
It was
good.
Filling in as the shade was happening. But it was just, I really, and I'm sitting there. And remember the other day we were talking about how sweat leaks down from your boobs?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, and I was with Tommy Igo and his wife, Erin, because their kid is also in the Pathways program.
Good.
Oh.
So it was fun. We were all sitting together. Mm-hmm. And
were you like, Tommy, shade me?
Basically.
Be a tree, shade me.
I know. We were all, everyone was just, you know, slick looking. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, just that. I mean,
it's
girls
just
get dewy.
Dewy. It's
right.
Dewy. It's beautiful. It makes your skin
just sweat.
Glisten.
Dripping down. I'm like, oh God, I'm trying to keep my shirt away from my body just so it doesn't get like those streaks of sweat now.
Totally.
It's so disgusting. So I know. Good, right? So I am watching these children melt. Like a dude was trying to lay down. Like this older guy had to leave. He's like, I'm sorry, I have a heart condition. I just have to. He was trying to like lay down on the concrete and the way back.
You gotta listen to your
so
body.
Hot.
That's
no
right.
One. It's
how
true.
How about my sweaty boobs?
Yeah, how about my sweaty boobs?
Let's do that.
So.
Okay.
You just did.
It was hot. It was uncomfortable. But I was so proud. You know how when you see your kid doing something, it's you might as well be doing it because you are so tense and so nervous for them and so living vicariously through them. It's funny because I filmed the whole thing on my little camera on my phone, and Erin, Tommy's wife, who was sitting next to me, unbeknownst to me, took a picture of me, like with this ass-eaten grin on my face, just like filming and just proud mama looking down there. And it was just great. And I could tell afterward that he was so relieved. And when I talked to him, and everyone was congratulating him on his performance. So he wanted to hang for a little while.
Sure.
And I'm like, I'm melting.
In the glory.
We gotta go home. Right. But it was just an epic night, and I'm super proud of them.
I'm proud of them too. You know, one thing that I hope to encourage in my kid and would like to encourage anyone who's listening, taking a challenge like that and being brave in a moment when the easiest thing to do is not, is
he didn't have to do it.
The coolest thing you can do.
Yep.
There's
something about those butterfly things that to you just go do it.
That challenge, taking it on. And because mom can't help you now.
No one can help
you're
you.
You're all alone. Well, but mom, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like this. You got to step up, be the person you've said you want to be, and do it.
Yep.
And it's on you.
Yep.
And you can run. It happens.
Yep.
Or you can get it done and finish. And he even made a mistake, and he's like, he just kept charging. And
it.
I was like, yeah, dude.
Did you notice, like, you guys are more musically inclined than I am.
He goes, no, I wouldn't have noticed. He goes, oh, I messed up. And then he goes, hey, don't eat. He just jumps back.
It was right on beat.
And
he messes up. Almost like it was planned or something.
It's like totally on his side. Like you can hear people going, yay. I'm like, oh, man. Oh, thank God it went well.
You can fall down. It's how you get back up.
Right. Exactly. And he was even said, as he's sitting down, because it's sort of a CF. Like they're having to pull the chair out and get everything all ready for him. And then he puts the guitar and his cap falls off and he goes, I'm just leaving the cap off.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm definitely going to screw this up. And it was a very, you know, it's a small crowd. It was very intimate. It was a great place for him to have an experience like this. So it was.
Did you cry?
No.
Did John cry?
I don't know.
You liars. Both cried.
I didn't cry. I definitely mistied, but no tears rolled down my face.
Good for
you. I think all my internal liquid was busy coming out my pores.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything left for tears.
Oh, I thought you couldn't say you peed yourself.
You peed yourself?
Brin. I didn't pee
all
myself.
All my internal liquids are okay.
No, I didn't pee myself.
Way to go down
you,
there, Brin.
Oh, there's a line, huh?
Hey, Brin got pulled over this morning.
Again?
Man, you are selling him out every morning now.
Every morning he tells
me
the story.
You need to start telling her stuff.
Over?
Well, I was like, you know, it happened. I was late for you know, we pull him at the same time.
We pull him at the same time, so I wait until
okay
he gets there.
It's okay if you're late, though. You don't have to speed.
Yeah.
You just don't.
It's those lights on the Embarcadero, you know?
I
you
know,
never know when
they're
going to pop up.
I do know.
I know as well, and you know what I do? I wait.
It came out of nowhere, though.
Wait, so you ran a light is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, he rolled right through it.
Everyone runs those lights, except for me.
Not intentionally.
Lie.
So I was like, I rolled down my window. I go, where do those lights come from, man? I mean, are those new? He's like, he goes, I think they've been there for 15 years. What do you say, other cop? The other guy goes, maybe like 30 years. I'm not sure. I'm like,
boy.
I feel like they're new, guys.
Oh, Bren.
But
time you get pulled over.
No, listen, it worked for him.
Oh, they let you go?
They let him go again.
There's
don't
only
say it
so
like,
many
don't
times
say, I
that
know,
you're
I know,
get
don't say it like
go
that. Let him go again. They have
and
stuff.
They even go, they go, listen,
don't
just slow down.
Can I just say
stop
this?
Stop at the light and then go through
say
it.
Say it, Vin.
City cops.
That's what I was saying.
They got other stuff to worry about.
You gotta cheers love city cops.
Did they ask for your driver's license? Did they see
they
your
sure
name?
They sure did. Did
they see your name?
Yeah,
he even told them he was headed to work at a radio station.
Well, they asked me,
oh
where are you
God
headed, sir? What are you doing up at this time?
Is I'm that like, what you
yeah
say?
Super
radio
early
station?
Yeah, I work in radio.
Yeah.
I'm heading to work in radio. He was asking
me. Let me see
what
if
do
I get a text. Hold on.
Yeah,
okay,
so
I'll wait a few minutes.
They were super nice, and they had an good assignment to do, whatever that means.
Some
so
murder.
Yeah.
They had last to draw time, the chalk somewhere.
It's not like, you know, I have a shirt that I can pull off and be cool about, you know, so.
Oh, that's just the only way a girl can get out
I
of a ticket.
I wasn't saying that. I say some people do, especially these, you know, these good-looking cops. I would try it.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure what to say about that.
I'm not sure what to say about it either.
Maybe, you know what? Let's go to a song because I want to hear. You just sent me the video.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
I really wish I could play it.
I do, too.
Yeah. I'm sorry, listeners. You'll have to trust that he did fine. And I'm just.
Well, he did it.
I'm just not allowed
yeah
to.
Even if he totally, you know, what,
he,
Vinny?
He butchered one part. But
okay, but even that.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
He just kept charging. You know what? The easiest
charged
thing in that
it
point would be to stop.
Right.
And go.
And he didn't.
I
he
screwed
went
it up. And he just kept charging.
Kept on going.
Like a pro.
Yeah.
Really
like a,
good.
Like the early signs of a pro.
Oh. Right. I'm excited for his future. I'm excited. I'll tell you about this later, but John and I talked about your kids extensively yesterday. And
you
I
did?
Yes.
We did too. You know, I said, because I had just
I'm
gotten
so
the video.
I'm so excited for their future.
And I go, oh my God. Now both Sarah's kids are out of high school. Holy crap.
I know.
Dude.
How did it happen? I had little kids for so long.
And now they're both out of high school.
Oh, my God. I know. I just don't know. You guys, listen.
This makes us all feel old. That's
young
all
people, it goes a lot faster than you think it does. You close your eyes for a second, and how did I get here?
Right.
A beautiful wife and a beautiful house.
House. Ba-na-na-tan-tan.
Right. And the days go by. It's 6:04. It's the Talking Heads. Once
yeah
in a lifetime.
A you need to listen to that.
Yeah,
song.
You need to get that.
Yeah.
Because there's that one section that is so pertinent.
There's a really pointed lyric in that song where you just saw ouch.
Yeah. Well, you're not ouch until it actually happens to you, right, and you're like, holy crap! My whole life that song was super trying to tell me something.
It's gonna happen, y'all.
It's gonna happen. Enjoy your youth. It's the little tiny piece at the very beginning of your very long life.
Or you know what? Just enjoy your life. I mean, even right now,
sure,
we're still young.
Absolutely, we
enjoy
are.
Enjoy it.
You know what? We're breathing. We're wealthy.
That's right.
Oh, God.
KLLC. KLLC. HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. Hump day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.